I so love the Christmas songs. One of the things I really enjoy about this time of year, those Christmas hymns. And I do love this time of year, remembering our Savior who was born. There are some things, though, that can make this time of year hard for many. I was thinking that, you know, what I'm going to talk about tonight and, you know, Christmas Eve services, I've often kind of preached a lot of the same messages, and this year it's just a little different message. One that I feel that the Lord has led me to. But sometimes Christmas can be difficult. Some of you might have lost a loved one, and this time of year really makes you more aware of the absence of that loved one. And I pray that the Lord would comfort you in this time. For others, this time of year is difficult for a different reason, and that's just plain busyness. We look forward to this Christmas season, and then when we get there, it's just busy. Different things such as school programs, church programs, family gatherings, friend parties, work parties, lots of traveling around different places. Then there's trying to fit in those spaces where you have some free time, trying to fit in the traditional things like baking cookies or going shopping for those who exchange gifts. I have to tell you, for me, one of the things that kind of just suck out the Christmas spirit or fun is driving to town to go shopping around Christmas. Lots of crowds. Dealing with parking lots that are full. Traffic. Spending money. Lots of it. I do love Christmas, but there are some times it can be stressful. You know, if I keep talking like this, I can almost paint a dark picture over Christmas. And isn't this a Christmas Eve service that's supposed to lift us up and encourage us? It's not my intention to paint that dark picture. But at the same time, for some people, this might be the reality that you're in. This Christmas may be full of stress, or maybe even full of hurt. Maybe it's full of running around. It might be full of frustrations and stress and busyness. And it might be important that we take a moment like tonight. It's what I really like about having a Christmas Eve service. It's taking a moment to pause, to really meditate on what Christmas is about. Christmas is about the love of God who sent our Savior Jesus Christ, who was born and lived among us. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas is about, that's what Christmas is about, but sometimes we take it and we allow stress and anxiety to also fill this time of year. Maybe you can identify with me, and maybe I'm just preaching to myself here and you're listening. And I'm sure I don't want to put down anything that we do to celebrate Christmas. There are many great things that we do to celebrate. But what if you have been so busy that God is simply wanting you to be still, to know that He's God and spend time with Him? Not everything has to be done. Not everything has to be perfect in order to make time for the Lord. I think of the Christmas story and how Mary and Joseph had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Many of you mothers out there can probably understand that traveling a long distance, 8 or 9 months pregnant, probably would have been stressful. Walking or riding a donkey, either way, would be uncomfortable. But then when they finally got to Bethlehem a short time later, it's time to have the baby. And there's added stress in that there wasn't room at the optimal place to stay. Instead, they ended up in a place where animals were kept, in a stable or in a cave. They had to add stress to that whole situation. But really, what could they do? They really can't just say, okay, baby Jesus, you're going to have to wait to come until we have a clean place to have you. No, when it's time, it's time. And it was the right time. I'd like to read from Luke chapter 2, and the little bulletin that you had on the back has some scripture if you wanted to follow along. Luke chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus came at the right time and at the right place. I wonder how many times the Lord comes to us and we say, God, this isn't a good time. God wants to speak to us, and we may respond, God, this just isn't the right place for this. And we instead prioritize other things over time with the Lord. I wonder how many times that happens. It's interesting that after Jesus is born, an angel goes and tells a bunch of shepherds. Let's read a little further in Luke about that, starting with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds were tending their flocks at night. You see, they had a job to do. They had to watch. They had to protect the animals under their care. That was their duty. And whether those shepherds were ready to hear from that messenger or not, he came. They were told that a Savior had been born. And what did they do? They left their flocks. They dropped what they were doing. And they went to go see this Jesus who was born. I don't exactly know how difficult it is, because I'm not a shepherd, what it would be like to leave a flock behind unattended. But the shepherds did. The shepherds didn't sit there going, this isn't the right time, this isn't the right place, Lord. Otherwise, you know, we would go and check it out. Instead, they just went. And they were so excited of what they found that they kept telling anyone who they came across what they saw and what they heard. In verse 20 of chapter 2, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. See, life went on as a shepherd. They went back to their flocks. Life went on, but it went on glorifying God. They were praising God because they took time at the right time and the right place to go be with Jesus. It's interesting, I skipped a verse there, verse 19. I'd like to look at that now. 2:19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. You see, Mary heard from the angel who told her that she was going to have a child. She was told that this child would be a Lord and a Savior and a King. And after the child came, the shepherds had come and worshiped Jesus there. And Mary took everything to heart. One author said that she thought constantly on what all that had happened. We don't know if she's understood exactly everything that was said and what it meant. But what this verse means is that she contemplated all that had taken place. Have we taken the time, taken to heart Jesus' birth, and really thought about it? What does the birth of Jesus mean? What does this mean to us? I'd like to read another verse out of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. See, Jesus Christ is also known as Emmanuel, God with us. Though he came to be with us, the question I have is, are we taking time to be with him? This is something that we in the United States struggle with. Our culture embraces busyness. In fact, for those who are really busy, we often give extra merit too. Have we become so busy with things that we lose sight of the one we are celebrating at this time of year? Again, I might be preaching more to myself than you all hear, and that's fine. But you get to listen to it. But it's never wrong to take a step back and just spend time with the Lord. We might have to put some good things aside. We might have to leave some work undone like the shepherds did. We might have to say no to something in order to say yes to Jesus and go and spend time with him. A verse that has really come to mind over this season and came to mind when I was working on this message was a verse out of Psalms. It's the last verse on that pamphlet. Psalm 46, 10 through 11. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Sometimes the best thing that we can do is just be still. Take that moment to be with God, the God who is with us. Sometimes it might not be easy, sometimes it might not be convenient. It might not seem like the right place or the right time, but let me tell you, if it's time, it's time. That little word at the end of that verse, Selah, it's a word that many people have different thoughts on what it means. For many, they believe that that word is simply a word to similar to pause. To just, after reading that particular psalm, just to pause and reflect on what was just read. Be still and know that I am God. Reflect on that. So we're going to take just a moment here and we're going to sing some more Christmas hymns, but I just want you to just take a moment here, a very short one. But if you feel that it's time to just say a quick prayer, or just to reflect on what it means to celebrate Christmas, maybe you've been too busy and you're like, you know, I'm doing more celebrating than I am just really reflecting on what we're celebrating. But let's just take a moment.